Right now we head to Mike Krueger, and thanks to Richland IFC, and we'll brag up Richland IFC here in a little bit, Mike, but my goodness, Mommy said one, there will be days like this. When was the last time you saw soybeans down $1.18 a bushel?
You know, darn good question. I'm not so sure that we ever could move that much. Maybe back in 1988 when we, you know, you had to lock the limit up or down for 3 days, and then they kept doubling the limits.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, just today they expanded the daily trading limits on soybeans to $1.50. So think about that. That means that in one session you could have soybeans move a total range of, $3, and it looks to me like they were trying to see how close they could get to that today. And by the way, I thought you were only supposed to talk to me when markets were higher, not when they were getting absolutely
deeply apologize for bringing you on and making you try to explain this thing. Yeah, soybeans traded as high as 14.50 earlier today. They're now at 13.29 in the July.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And you know, I think this all started Sunday. Last Sunday afternoon, several brokerage companies, big ones, and advisory companies, people like Ag Resources, ADMIS, and a lot of others, called the Sunday night session to open sharply higher because of the heat and the drought and record temps this week. And instead of opening sharply higher in the Sunday night session, everything opened sharply lower, which caught everybody off guard. And it's just been that way ever since. And then yesterday, we kind of rebounded these markets, and people thought, well, maybe they factored in a chance for rain, because that chance for rain this weekend and beyond has been there for a long time. And by the way, it's not a big chance for rain, and it's mostly supposed to be, you know, eastern Iowa and east. Record heat today in Des Moines, supposed to be in excess of 100, could be as hot as 105 to 106 in Omaha. But boy, the big funds who have been long this thing and buying this thing for months, this week was their week to get out, and today they really put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, it's 97 in Omaha and Des Moines right now, and what do they got, another 3 hours of heating. So, yeah, mid-100s, yeah. Very likely.
And it is going to cool off next week, but I think everybody who's out there, I can't find a farmer, I don't think, that would tell me their crops improved this week, and that maybe a tenth of an inch of rain or a quarter of an inch or maybe even a half an inch of rain will improve them next week. We expect crop condition ratings to continue to fall for corn, soybeans, and wheat. And even out in the Pacific Northwest, where they do raise spring wheat, winter wheat, but white wheat, that's where most of the white wheat in this country is raised. A friend of mine out there said, you know, they've been in the midst of a similar kind of drought that we have. And he's got some folks in the central parts of Oregon and Washington State that aren't going to harvest. In his particular neighborhood, and he's up against the close to the Idaho border, you know, typically he'd be at 120 bushel winter wheat yield, and he's hoping he gets 70 to 75 bushels this year. So it's not just a regional thing, I guess, is my point. It's pretty much everybody east of the Mississippi.
And with yield down, crops questionable, could we go up $1.50 or so every day for a few days, maybe next week?
Sure we could. I think you come back after this weekend, and if there's a change in the forecast or they didn't get the kinds of rains, which, by the way, no one's expecting big rains except the farther east you get. You know, if all of a sudden those things shift around, absolutely you can. You'll find people hustling back to these markets. I still, and I've said this for months, I don't think we're finished yet at all. Remember that things are supposed to be quite tight next year in terms of supply and demand, and that's assuming we have a record corn yield and the second biggest soybean yield in history, and I just don't think that that's possible, given the hottest, the driest May in most of the western states ever, and the hottest first couple of weeks in June in North Dakota, parts of Iowa, South Dakota. So I don't think we can have record yields. And remember, we don't need to kill the crop. If we took the corn yield down from 180 bushels that's their USDA's latest guesstimate to 170, and if you took 3 or 4 bushels off the soybean yield from 51 down to 48, those are still really good yields. That's enough to tighten this thing up, so I think the markets would have to explode again. But we're mid-June, chance of rain, lots of money in this market, big daily trading limits. Remember, over the years, they have kept changing these markets to encourage the funds to trade more. It's become a big money market.
So, is all of this a good reason to consider food-grade soybeans from Richland IFC?
Well, I still think that this soybean market, as I said, and corn and wheat is going to get hot again. There's still some time left to come back and plant soybeans after failed corn or failed spring wheat. That time window is getting pretty doggone short. But Matt at Richland IFC would certainly still like to talk to people about food-grade beans. Big premiums, as much as $4.50 a bushel premium over conventional beans. And I should also add that here's what's going on with the popularity of food-grade beans and how that market's increasing. And again, it's primarily, you know, Southeast Asia, North Asia. But I participated in a webinar the other night with people from Indonesia and a few other countries who are importers of food-grade soybeans. Northern Crops Institute at NDSU has been holding these week-long procurement meetings online, you know, Zoom and all that stuff. But a number of buyers from over there are wanting to know about markets and how these things get contracted with producers. And that's the first one of those in my recollection that's happened. So, yes, it's still time to consider food-grade beans. That market has been here a long time. It is doing nothing but getting bigger. And if you want to talk to Matt about if there's still a chance to contract some for this year, his number is 218-643-1797.
I can only guess that the volatility will continue here, not just for the month of June, but maybe the entire summer?
I think that's right. I read a noon commentary that included some things from weather people that said, look, this, so we cool off for a week, it doesn't change our long-term outlook that July and probably August are going to continue to be above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. They're talking about chances for really hot weather in the spring wheat areas of Russia next week in the Sukhovi, however the you weather people pronounce some of the mega hot high-volume winds that can torch crops in a hurry. So, I mean, not everything's perfect. It's really, that's why it's interesting that this week, in spite of record temperatures, no rain, all the things we've talked about, you can just crush these markets. So, yeah, I think we just have to get used to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, extremes, extreme dry, we have extreme wind, we had extreme cold, extreme heat. This is like the plagues of Egypt, as I was been referring to.
Speaking of that, I read a commentary from a weather service this afternoon that's warning that we could see frost in parts of southern Manitoba and Saskatchewan next week as this cold front drops down. So,
wow.
Go figure.
Yeah. 42 here on Tuesday morning, Monday morning, next week.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that's only 10 degrees warmer than that, so crazy stuff. All right, well, so marketing. Should farmers sit on their hands and just kind of wait a while, or what do you think?
I wouldn't be a seller on weeks like this when things collapse. If anything, I'd keep my eye out on call options. I mean, they have been expensive because of this extreme volatility. But particularly if you made some good sales in the last couple, 2 or 3 months, and you're worried about the markets expanding rapidly again or worried about what this weather's doing to your crops, keep an eye on calls. When you take beans down more than a buck a bushel and you take 60, 70 cents out of corn in this environment in 1 week, I think it's time to start looking for deals on call options. And you can buy them quite a ways out of the money, and they just may be pretty valuable 30 or 45 days from now.
For sure. All right. Well, all great thoughts. Again, I apologize for making you come on the radio on a day where soybeans are down over a buck, but let's talk food-grade soybeans.
In some ways, you know, we've never seen that, so
yeah,
it's worth talking about.
Yeah, it's historic for sure. So, again, how do they get a hold of Matt at Richland IFC?
Okay, call Matt at Richland IFC. His number is 218-643-1797. He can give you all of the details and particulars about contracting, growing, harvesting, selling, shipping, food-grade soybeans.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Mac. Thanks.
You are welcome.